Banff. A 22-year-old Banff man has been charged with second-degree murder after the death of a 26-year-old Banff man Friday night. John Christopher Ariza was charged by RCMP, police said Saturday afternoon, and he will appear at the Court of Queen's Bench in Canmore August 10 via CCTV. Police said they are continuing to investigate the death of Ethan Enns Gano that took place at Dancing Sasquatch. Banff RCMP responded to an altercation at Dancing Sasquatch at about 2:30 a.m. August 5. Enns Gano was taken to Banff Mineral Springs Hospital, but was declared dead shortly after. Alberta RCMP Major Crimes were called in to take the lead in investigating the homicide, while Banff RCMP and RCMP Forensic Identification Unit were assisting. James Fraser, the director of media and marketing for the Banff Hospitality Collective that owns Dancing Sasquatch, said the organization is working with Bow Valley Victim Services and other third-party agencies in the region to help people impacted by the homicide and staff members. He said they're cooperating with the RCMP investigation and won't be providing additional comments. Fraser didn't answer questions on what took place or the level of security at the bar that night, which has its local nights on Thursdays. We express our sincere condolences to family, friends and loved ones impacted by the tragic incident that occurred late last night between two patrons at our establishment, resulting in the death of a longtime Banff resident, Fraser said in an email. A post on Dancing Sasquatch's website said the bar would be closed until further notice. Throughout Friday morning and afternoon, several police officers could be seen entering and leaving Dancing Sasquatch. Several residents also came to the bar and were talking to police, but also embracing one another. The town of Banff had a support session at Town Hall's council chambers Friday evening. The town also highlighted support services in the mountain community and encouraged people in need to use walk-in mental health support services at Banff Mineral Springs Hospital between 2 and 9 p.m. The emergency room at the hospital is also available after 9 p.m. As Banffites, we always rally to take care of each other in difficult times, so I know we will come together to offer our support and comfort to his family and friends, said Banff Mayor Corey DeMano in a media release. It's crucially important that residents know there are support services, counseling and people available to talk to as they begin to process and grieve this tragedy. People can also contact Bow Valley Victim Services at 403-760-0197 and 211 can also connect people to mental health or counseling support. The town, well known for its tourism, has rarely had a homicide take place in the townsite. One of the higher profiles one was in 1990 when then 18-year-old Ryan Jason Love stabbed 23-year-old cab driver Lucy Termel for her earnings that night, which came to $130. Anyone with information is encouraged to contact Banff RCMP at 403-762-2226. Tips can also be submitted anonymously to Crime Stoppers by phone at 1-800-222-8477 or online at https://crimestoppers.ab.ca.